Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
Blessed
are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted.
Blessed
are the meek.
Today, tomorrow, and forever media. Using today's technology to journey through history and bring you the good news from every age.
Hello, this is Carol Monaco, reporting live for Today, Tomorrow, and Forever Media. For today's edition of Mission Improbable, October 20th, 1868, I'm in Cincinnati, Ohio, where the Little Sisters of the Poor are in the process of settling into their new home, the congregation's second foundation in America. With me is Mrs. Sarah Peter, who is largely responsible for bringing the Little Sisters to Cincinnati. Mrs. Peter, although we don't have royalty here in America, I have to admit that being with you, I feel like I'm in the presence of the Queen City. Could you please tell me a little bit about yourself and how you became interested in the work of the Little Sisters of the Poor?
Well, please call me Sarah. I was born Sarah Worthington in Chillicothe, Ohio, just a short distance from Cincinnati. My father, Thomas Worthington, was Ohio's sixth governor and its first U.S. senator. My family's prominence afforded me many opportunities, more than most girls my age. I was sent to boarding school in Kentucky and Washington, D.C. When I was 16 years old, I married Edward King, the son of a prominent New York political family. We settled in Cincinnati while my husband served in the state legislature and then founded the Cincinnati Law School. Alas, Edward died in 1836, leaving me a widow with two sons, Rufus and Thomas. I followed my sons to Cambridge in Massachusetts so that I could keep house for them while they attended Harvard University. In 1844, I married William Peter, a wonderful man who was the British consul in Philadelphia. Then William died in 1853, and I returned to Cincinnati to be near my sons. I continued working to foster the arts, establishing the Ladies Academy of Fine Arts. I made multiple trips to Europe to purchase artwork for the Academy and the Art School of Cincinnati.
And then in 1855, that was a significant year, wasn't it?
Yes, I had visited Rome several times. And then in 1855, I traveled to the Holy Land. I had been brought up an Anglican, but through these trips and the fervent Catholics I met, I gradually became more and more interested in the Roman Catholic Church. A higher light shone into my soul, and I realized that a mist of error had been surrounding me. I had mistaken tinsel for gold. To make a long story short, after making a retreat in a convent in Rome, I became a Catholic on Sunday, the 25th of March, 1855. I still take an interest in the arts, but I have discovered that works of charity done in the name of Christ are more beautiful than any piece of artwork. Since my conversion, I have devoted the bulk of my efforts to assisting a number of religious communities from Europe to set up convents in Cincinnati.
Was it during this period that you came into contact with the Little Sisters of the Poor?
Yes. During a trip to Europe in 1857, I visited the mother house and novitiate of the Little Sisters in Brittany. You can hardly imagine the beautiful simplicity of these sisters, as delicate as the most refined society women, but with the modesty and unpresuming ways that seem to characterize the people of Brittany. La Tour Saint Joseph was formerly a chateau, but when I visited, there was a very large house being built there. This was necessary due to the rapid growth of the order. They grew wheat and everything necessary for food and keep cows, so their living expenses must be very low. The first sister who joined the order, Marie Jamet, is now the superior. She seemed to be a lovely woman, devoted to her duties. Jean Jougan was also there, and it was well worth the 10-hour journey to become acquainted with her modest, solid worth. It seemed to me that human weakness and worldly affectation were completely missing among these sisters. I saw a Polish countess and a member of the Belgian nobility clothed in their simple mantles. Not a trace of worldly mannerisms remained. No labor seemed to frighten them. The sisters were hard at work building their own stone house with the assistance of the workmen.
And so did you speak to the Superior General about bringing the sisters to Ohio?
Oh, yes. All the sisters I met expressed their willingness to come to America. So I spoke to Mother General, encouraging her to send sisters for a home in Cincinnati as soon as possible. Unfortunately, she declined my request, saying that the congregation is still quite young, and more time was needed to train the sisters and prepare them for such a challenging mission.
You must have been disappointed.
Yes, but Mother General did assure me that when the time came for the sisters to come to America, the first house would be in the Queen City. But I didn't stop there. My journey included a stay in Rome. So while I was there, I spoke to His Holiness, Pope Pius IX, about the Little Sisters. I asked him to exert his influence and request that the Little Sisters make a foundation in Cincinnati immediately. To my great disappointment, His Holiness agreed with the sisters' prudence. So I had to return to America without achieving my goal.
Did you give up hope of bringing the Little Sisters to Cincinnati?
No. Earlier this year, I learned that Father Leviev, the sisters' ambassador to the United States, had already arrived in our shores. So I contacted him and made it clear that I was ready to do whatever was needed to have the Little Sisters of the Poor in Cincinnati. He told me it was necessary to have the Archbishop's approval, which of course I already had, and to find the sisters a suitable property where they could install themselves. After looking all over the city, I was able to procure the buildings formerly used by the Sisters of Charity near the cathedral. This property could accommodate the sisters and 40 residents. I sent a letter to Mother General informing her of all the preparations I had made, and she agreed to send a group of sisters. As their arrival drew near, I sent train tickets for their trip from Brooklyn to Cincinnati. On Wednesday, October 15th, I met them at the train station and took them to the Sisters of Notre Dame, where they will be staying for the first few days. I enjoyed helping the sisters to set up the new house. The Sisters of Notre Dame have been a big help as well. We rolled up our sleeves and scrubbed everything from top to bottom, then made the beds, arranged the furniture, and set up the kitchen. I remain ready to do whatever I can to make sure the Little Sisters succeed here in America. Having no thought of their own needs, their only desire is to devote themselves to suffering humanity. They truly gather the fragments that nothing may be lost, and I believe will support many Cincinnatians in the scraps thrown away from our kitchens.
Sarah, thank you so much for sharing with us. Before we close, could you tell us what has struck you most about these Little Sisters of the Poor?
That's easy. What has struck me most deeply about the Little Sisters is their unmatched spirit of simplicity and humility. These Little Sisters remind me of St. John the Baptist, one of my favorite saints. Like him, their life is one of patient suffering, self-abnegation, and humility. They do nothing to make themselves shine, but everything to give glory to God and to make the elderly happy. I think each little sister must say 100 times a day in her heart, "He must increase and I must decrease." To my friends in Cincinnati, I would like to say, please help me make sure that the Little Sisters of the Poor flourish here in our city. We so badly need them. They are still lacking many things needed for the care of the elderly, so please help me in providing for them. And to my friends around the country, I'd like to make an appeal on behalf of the Little Sisters. If these beautiful women of God come to your city, please do everything you can to support them.
Thank you so much for spending time with us today, Mrs. Sarah Peter, and for telling us about the Little Sisters' arrival in Cincinnati. Friends, be sure to tune in to our next episode of Mission Improbable, when we will continue following the Little Sisters of the Poor as they establish themselves in America. This is Carol Monaco reporting for Today, Tomorrow, and Forever Media. May God bless you, and may you live in the eternal now of God.
Blessed are the poor in spirit, children of the heavenly King.
Today, Tomorrow, and Forever Media, using today's technology to journey through history and bring you the good news from every age.
To get my reward. Oh, I said, blessed are the poor in spirit.